The drop in travel since last month's terror attacks has affected more than just hotels, restaurants, and tourist attractions. Local governments are also feeling the loss of revenue. In New York City, hotel tax revenues have fallen by a third since the attacks. Last week, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani ordered a hiring freeze and asked city departments to cut spending by 15%. Similar cuts may occur in other parts of the country. NPR's Scott Horsley prepared this report.
Now leaving for a grand circle tour of the Magic Kingdom.
The Disneyland Railroad still runs on time, but many of its seats are empty. And with dwindling crowds in the Magic Kingdom, the earthbound city of Anaheim is suffering from a precipitous drop in tourist taxes. Anaheim, where Disneyland is located, depends on hotel and sales taxes for more than half its general fund budget. With those revenues falling, Standard & Poor's placed Anaheim on credit watch. S&P's Colleen Waddell says that doesn't necessarily mean the city's bond rating will be downgraded, but it does mean there's a lot of uncertainty.
The last thing we have really to compare to this, well, we have nothing to compare to this. During the Gulf War, air travel was down. Some tourism was down, but not the magnitude that could potentially come about from this.
Few city governments are as dependent on tourist taxes as Anaheim, but many derive a significant portion of their budgets from visitors. The city of San Diego, for example, hopes to collect more than $60 million in hotel taxes this year. Sal Giametta, who's with the local convention bureau, says tourist taxes are popular with politicians for the simple reason that visitors don't vote.
This is a reminder, I think, to all of us how critically important tourism is, not only to the private sector economy in terms of all these dollars flowing into private cash registers, but also in terms of the city's own fiscal health and its ability to balance its budget and to provide many of the services it provides for those of us who live here.
And it's not just Sunbelt cities that are suffering. 60% of the large cities surveyed by the National League of Cities say they've seen a drop in revenue since the terror attacks. At the same time, the league's research manager, Chris Haney, warns many cities are facing higher costs for police and other precautions.
That's the sort of double whammy of the story here, is that the combination of lower revenues and increased costs puts them in the situation of having to face some less than desirable choices.
With fewer people and planes flying, airports around the country have also seen a sharp drop in passenger ticket taxes, parking, and concessions. In response, Denver International Airport has postponed construction of a $30 million parking garage and canceled all non-essential purchases. Aviation manager Bruce Baumgartner warns he may have to take more drastic steps if the slump in revenue continues.
If you get into the 20% range, then you're looking at really serious things. You're looking at not being able to do maintenance on your pavements for a year.
The Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport has also put off construction projects, and officials are considering layoffs. No one knows how long the downturn will last, so for now, Finance Director Steve Bush is writing his budgets in pencil.
Everything that we forecast now is a complete shot in the dark because there's so many assumptions out there. It's all dictated by the traveling public and when the carriers try and restore service.
How quickly that tourist revival occurs may determine not only whether airlines, hotels, and restaurants turn a profit, but also what services many local governments can afford to provide to their residents. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.